Dr. Pinsky dictating another male IME on July 3rd regarding Alfonso, A-L-F-O-N-S-O, Aguilera, A-G-U-I-L-E-R-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Aguilera as described in my report of 3/4/19. Pretty is now a 44-year-old male who again recalls he injured his right heel at work on 3/30/17. Pretty was coming down from cement block to separate mulch piles. Pierre's right foot stepped down and lost his balance, causing him to land on a solid concrete floor. Pierre was seen at an urgent care center the same day. Paired with this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a broken heel. Pierre underwent surgery for this on 4/27/17 and 10/26/17. Pierre denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. He also denies receiving any additional treatment to it. Paired in the paragraph, I have been advised he did receive an order approving settlement for 45% of the right statutory foot on 8/22/19. But at that time, he testified about physical limitations. Paired he was still working for the Joseph's Landscaping and Irrigation Company, but was no longer able to use the leaf blower backpack for more than an hour without feeling pain to his right foot. He reopened his case on 2/25/21. Pretty then returned to Dr. Daniel. Period. Neat paragraph. As per the evaluation with Dr. Daniel on 1/10/22. He was following up status post right gastrocnemius recession, comma, distal tibia major cancellous bone graft harvest, comma, hardware removal and subtalar arthrodesis. Period. There had been no interim changes in his medical, surgical, or social history. Period. He was performing his work-related activities without incident. Period. He denied limitations and was not medicating for discomfort. Period. He also denied interval trauma. Period. X-rays of the foot revealed evidence of a completely healed subtalar arthrodesis and distal tibia bone graft harvest site. Period. The hardware was in place without evidence of loosening, comma, toggle, comma, or failure. Period. He also performed a clinical exam, whose findings will be inserted from what I mark. Dr. Daniel reached several conclusions that will also be inserted from being marked. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed mild swelling of the right midfoot. There were healed surgical scars about the right foot. Period. On the lateral aspect was a 5-inch longitudinal scar near the fifth metatarsal. There was an oblique scar in the right hind foot measuring 2 inches in length. Period. Overlying the Achilles was a 2.25-inch longitudinal scar. Period. On the medial aspect was a longitudinal scar measuring 1.5 inches in length. Period. Motion of the right ankle was severely limited with 0 degrees inversion and eversion. Period. Plantar flexion was 30 degrees and dorsiflexion to 15 degrees, which are mildly abnormal. Period. Motion of the left ankle, both hips and knees, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Feet and ankles normal, lumbosacral. He could walk on his heels without discomfort. Paired, he walked on his toes, but this elicited right foot discomfort. Paired, new paragraph, insert my impressions, insert what is marked from my prior report. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his case. Paired, he returned to Dr. Daniel at Rothman on 1/10/22. Paired, he concluded the petitioner's ankle had fully healed. Period, he denied any limitations, notwithstanding his testimony at the time of his award. Period. His exam, his clinical exam, was much improved, well, much better than the one he demonstrated currently. Period. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency will be inserted here. Period. End.